Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcleclinic.com.
Man, I just can't get off the phone. I can't get off the phone with these guys. You know,
tell them to shut up.
No,
say you're busy.
No. I appreciate the content.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I really, really do.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, but just some things I learned last night. At four with Atlanta, they're trying to decide between one of those quarterbacks and Pitts. That is where they're going right there. It's amazing that a tight end would make you maybe not draft a quarterback.
Well, they're stuck with Ryan for, I think, at least 2 years on the contract. But I saw that Kyle Pitts on NFL Network apparently said that he thinks that the top four picks are going to be quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And he's like, I thought Atlanta liked me after the pro day, but I think it's going four straight quarterbacks.
That is interesting.
Which means Brian, draw it to the conclusion now. Five is Ja'Marr Chase. Six is
I did it this way.
I'm just trying to get Pitts to 10.
Yeah, I went with like, because my next thing I want to tell you is at five, I had a guy in Cincinnati tell me that Penei Sewell was the pick and not Chase.
You've been saying that for a while too, haven't you, Brian?
Yeah, I think that's one of those things. It's like,
he knows folks in Cincinnati. Oh, do you? You know a guy in Cincinnati.
You know a guy in Cincinnati?
I don't have a gang of one. Yeah. Just a lot of other people are reporting that.
No. I totally went, but.
Like Dane today, he was like, yeah, I heard Chase. And you're like, I heard Sewell. And just like, okay, we got a standoff.
It's funny because the guy at Cincinnati has been there for 100 years. One of those guys.
So what they're doing right now is what's called the Tyrion Lannister. Okay? They're feeding out different info to different scouts to see what gets out so they know who to fire. So got your guy fired.
No, I didn't. I don't think so.
Yep.
This guy should have been fired a long time ago and they never have got him. So oh, no. I think he's going to be okay.
Oh, no. Has the last name Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Family member. Okay, and we talked about Horn at Carolina, the love for Horn at eight, and that's legit.
Well, they need to chill out with that love. Guys need offensive line help, okay?
Yeah.
But either way, like I say, you know, it's going to drive a good player to you no matter what, but I like J.C. Horn.
All right, I asked the gang of seven today, actually last night, and they all got back to me today. I said, who do you think the Cowboys are going to take at 10? Pretty open question, right?
Mac Jones.
Yeah, you could throw anybody out there you want, right?
Yeah, a lot of options, you know?
All right, well,
a lot of options.
I have the gang of seven, right?
Yeah.
Well,
which is actually eight.
Would you like to take a guess of what the breakdown was by those eight personnel directors? By who they thought the Cowboys were going to take?
Four Surtain, three Horn, one Rashawn Slater. Come on!
I exactly agree 100%.
Big money, no whammies. Let's go!
Eight for eight on Surtain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Quite a consensus.
Eight of eight.
And we are so bored of a really good player. We are all just so bored of the Surtain idea. And that pick will be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I was shocked, to be honest with you. But I did have a gang of seven tell me this. He says, I think McCarthy and Quinn would rather have Horn because of their ties, the family ties that we were talking about. Plus, Quinn and Will Muschamp are best buddies. We've been talking about that for a while.
Then why wouldn't that guy pick Horn? I think the coaches are going to have a major influence on this draft.
I had a scout tell me in that organization.
In which organization?
The team we cover.
Okay.
And this was a while back. He said, when we get our way, it's not necessarily the best thing to have. And I said, why? He says, what happens when you get your way as a scout, the coaches, if they don't like the player, won't play the guy.
Oh, that's
fun. Or they won't try and make him grow.
That's why Will McClay's job is impossible. Like, oh, wait, I thought we were all okay here. I thought it was all good. And now we picked the player. And now the coach is like, no, that's not the guy I wanted. And it's like, wait, I thought we talked about all this.
Yeah. I find it, like I say, that to me is the way he said that made me think. It's like, you know what? Maybe it's not worth fighting for that. Maybe it's not worth fighting to have your guy if you know the coach is not going to.
Well, you're going to play the top 10 pick.
Sure. But are you really going to, I mean, are you going to blame, if something goes wrong, are you going to blame the, you're going to blame the scouts for that one and all? Like, oh yeah, you guys got that guy. Yeah, that's what you get. You know, we wanted Horn.
Only if they get to swing through anytime the coaches get a player and he's not good and say, hey Rod, how's Tristan Hill doing? Ha ha, idiot. And I don't think they do that, but they might.
I think that's incredibly dysfunctional. You know, I think you need to draw the line right when you're hiring these guys. Like, you're never going to have a stronger voice than the scouts in this room, okay? They're not going to come call a third down defense for you.
Right.
And, you know, we're not going to jump on you Monday. The scouts are going to come in and be like, unbelievable, I can't believe it. I gave you good players and you screw it up like that. We're not going to do that to you. So don't do it to our guys when it's their day, okay? They got the offseason, you get the season. Bottom line.
I got a shirt at a bar about 3 weeks ago. It just says, be nice on the front.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just make everybody sign a contract when they get hired. Like, hey, yeah. is this agreeable to you?
Check that nice box right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, go ahead and put your initial that for me.
Initial that? I had the same, one of the Gang of Seven also said, he says, I just think Horn is going to be gone at either 7 or 8.
Ooh.
If Carolina can't bail at 8, they'll pick Horn. That's what this guy said. He says, but somebody might go to 7 and get Detroit's pick for Horn. So if you're the Cowboys, you're okay with that because
I'm not trading up. Like, I would much rather let somebody else give up multiple.
You're
picks
okay
for
with
one of those
you're
corners.
Okay with Surtain if
yeah, I'll take whichever one you want me to have. I'm okay with it because I think that they exist in the same tier, and therefore it's basically a coin flip. We're not going to be overconfident about our evaluations here. We think they're both quite good. If somebody else wants to fire multiple picks to get the one they prefer, I'll take the other one, and we'll see which way the coin lands.
I want to ask you guys a question, and it goes back to Pitts, just to go back. And I haven't heard a guy say this, so I want to just run it by you and see if it makes sense. Maybe you guys have said it, but I haven't. You're talking about Pitts, he said he won't slip because he puts points on the board.
Yeah.
Tight ends like Waller, Kelce, they're like mobile quarterbacks who can throw. It changes the structure of every defensive game plan.
That's what I've been talking about with Pitts, because I think there's two, and if you want to throw in Waller, there's three teams in the league that have a unique problem that teams have to deal with. I want to have that unique problem too. And that's why he is more than a tight end prospect. Where it's like, oh yeah, it's a good tight end. He can block, he can No. This is you game plan for him or he destroys you on Sunday. It's a unique problem that only two or three teams in the league have. I want to join that group.
I think there could be some teams though that would look at the history of it. And you know what you just said in the previous minute was we can't be too in love with our assessments.
Right.
You know, and there have been so many players, and I'm sure every GM and scout in that room will be like, there's been times where I was this sure about a player.
People
and he
probably
wasn't
felt
good.
That way about Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
When he was coming out, when he ran like a 4.38. People might have felt that way.
And all you get is a pretty good player, right? And a pretty good tight end is nice to have. But if you have other needs, I could see like the numbers focused type of guys understanding the history and then being cynical about their own ability to evaluate a little bit.
I just kind of look at him and I see a rare guy. I just do. I just see that, you know, with the reach and the ability to finish. And that's why I asked Pete that question about if he's like a top five guy. I honestly believe this would be a top five guy for me going all the way back to 1992 evaluating guys.
Yeah, okay, that's the highest praise I've heard for Pitts by far.
I mean, what if he's a clowny at tight end, though, you know? That it happens all the time.
If that's the case, then you guys can come to the lake and we'll have crawfish and it'll be a lot of fun.
We'll find something else to do.
I don't think your future is hinging on it. I just want to challenge you.
But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I have to quit. Yeah, no, I might get fired.
That's a great line.
That's a terrible.
I look
take.
Forward to that crawfish yeah. too. It's good.
But I just feel like though, to me, when you look at him and what he's capable of doing. I just see in this way, the way we play football now, you know, that's all I'm looking at. Maybe not 15 years ago,
yeah.
But today.
The payoff is you have something that nobody can match up with.
Right.
And only two or three other teams have. And these guys are appearing in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to roll the dice. What happens if that team that's open-minded to taking a tight end of the top 10 does need a quarterback yeah. or their corner room is empty and, you know, they got somebody saying, we need corners, we have yeah. guys that score, yeah. and then by a crazy, you know, mm-hmm. fate, it happens.
We go to the lake and we shotgun beers, baby, because we get Kyle Pitts.
You know, think about what's going on in Atlanta right now. If you do pass on one of these quarterbacks
yes.
and you do take Pitts and he ends up like you were talking about, General. That is.
Oh, no matter how he ends up, if you're Atlanta and you're thinking about a quarterback and you don't take him, it's not possible for Kyle Pitts to be a good enough football player to be better than your next franchise quarterback. It's not possible.
Yeah.
So if they're really serious about quarterback, they should take one. They should pass.
I don't think San Francisco or Atlanta are genuinely discussing anything. I think they know. They're just chumming water.
Yeah.
You know, we might not take Pitts. We're going to take your quarterback. If you want your quarterback, you got to come here. And they're hoping somebody really wants Trey Lance or Mac Jones there. My thought, right?
Mm-hmm. Good thoughts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!